Originating in 2005, the Sydney Comedy Festival has become Sydney's largest annual comedy event. Every April, that's the month with the Fool's Day, hundreds of the best comedians from domestically and abroad take to stages across Sydney for an absolutely massive month of comedy. We're talking the biggest international stars, the most promising emerging talent, comedians of all size and shape, offering up everything from stand-up to sketch, satire, improv, musical comedy, absurdist comedy, all that and so much more. The first announcements for the 2026 Comedy Festival have been made, and here to talk further from the SCF, James DeClaas. Hey, James, how are you going?
G'day, Danny. I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. We must simply stop meeting like this. You were recently on the show talking about the wonderful golden ticket that you provided as part of our radiothon. Thank you so much for that. There is a lot of gold so far announced.
Yeah, look, it's been a great announcement for us so far. We're it's about to drop in everyone's inboxes within the next hour or so. If you're happy with me to go, I can fire off what we're looking at for the next year.
Are you allowed to? You're not going to get in trouble with work, are you?
No, look, I reckon I can, just for you, Danny, I reckon I can squeeze out a couple of the names we're announced. So, yeah, look, this 2026 is going to be a very exciting year for us. As you said, it's our first announcement. We're going to have new shows announcing every month, so keep your eyes peeled. But to kick us off, we're very excited to welcome back international superstar originating from Scotland, Daniel Sloss.
Yeah.
He was here earlier this year just doing a one-off show in Sydney, and we're chuffed to have him back at the Enmore for 5 nights, which will be incredible. Mm. Also from Scotland, we've got Connor Burns, who's just been blowing up and is just getting funnier and funnier as he goes. We've got Joe Kent Walters, who won the Best Newcomer at Edinburgh Fringe in 2024. We've got local favourite Luke Heggie. He's doing a run of shows all across Sydney and all the multiple venues that we've got. And then on top of that, we've got the Cluedo, the theatre play, which is going to be at Theatre Royale, is going to be included in this year's program. And then to top things off, we've also got our Sydney Comedy Festival galas, which are going to be hitting stages right across Sydney in our first week. So we're really excited, and it's a great, solid program to kick things off for us.
That's really awesome. Joe Kent Walters, described as Yorkshire's biggest bastard.
I know. I read that in the press and I was like, oh my God, this sounds hilarious. But yeah, look, everything I've seen just looks like unhinged, but absolutely hilarious. If you like absurdist and clowning comedy, then I think Joe Kent's got something for you.
Excellent. And of course, the Sydney Comedy Festival, it's going to be everywhere, isn't it? Not just confined to one event. You're all over the place.
Yeah, that's right. So we're really trying to move out as far as we can. We're going to be in venues right across Sydney. So from the north up in Chatswood at the Concourse, down south in Sutherland, we've got things going on over at the Bondi Pavilion in the east, and as far west at the Joan in Penrith. But then we've got plenty of stuff happening at the Enmore Theatre, the Factory Theatre, and the Comedy Stall, all located within the inner west in the city of Sydney. So there's lots to do. And what's also exciting is this, for the first time, we've actually extended our date. So we're going to be running for 5 weeks next year. So we're going to be going from the 13th of April to the 17th of May, because we wanted to give something back to the all the family-friendly content, because that school holiday weeks between the 13th of April to the 20th of April. So there's going to be a lot of family-friendly content happening that week. So keep your eyes peeled for that as well.
And then rude from the 20th of April forward.
Yes, that's right.
That is really awesome. It must be the most exciting time of the year for you. And I know you've got heaps of stuff still under your hat. For people wanting to sort of, you'll be just be steadily making more announcements of all these wonderful comedians from now until the fest begins.
That's correct. So the way we kind of do it is we hit your inboxes once a month with all the new shows that were announced. So there's new shows announcing basically every week, but we kind of let everyone know a big drop each month. So the best way to keep in touch is to subscribe up to our newsletter or to give us a like on socials.
This is just fantastic stuff. It must be a very exciting day for you. One of your biggest days for the year. The first announcements, Scottish superstar Daniel Sloss, another Scot, Connor Burns, Yorkshire's biggest bastard, Joe Kent Walters, and of course the deadpan funny man, who needs no introduction, but we'll introduce anyway, Luke Heggie. Do you know I introduced Luke Heggie on this radio show once?
Oh, gosh, I can't imagine what that would have been like. I mean, I love Luke so much, but yeah, it would have been a fascinating interview.
it was probing. I think he found out more about me than I did about him. You've turned the tables on me for the last time, Heggy. Tell you what, if you're able to line up an interview, I'd really like to get revenge on Luke.
Yeah, if that's at all possible. Look, we'll see if we can work our magic for sure.
James DeClass from the Sydney Comedy Festival, thank you so much for joining us. So follow you on the socials is the best way to stay abreast of everything that's happening.
Yeah, that's it. And then check us out at sydneycomedyfest.com to see all the updates. But yeah, more to come.
Excellent.
Shortly.
All right. Well, with that being the case, we'll have to get you back on the airwaves to keep us apprised of all the situation changes.
I'd love that. Thanks, Danny.